Passage 3. On March the 13th, while on duty, Charles McLaughlin, a very careless driver employed by the company Loomis, was involved in another accident. The accident occurred in Riverside, California. Not paying attention to his driving, McLaughlin turned right on Main Street and 33rd Street and hit a Volkswagen Rabbit. This caused minor damage to his truck and serious damage to the car. On the basis of the police report, the Loomis Accident Committee correctly determined that McLaughlin had been quite careless. As a result of the committee's conclusion, the branch manager, Mr. David Rossi, reported that he had talked with McLaughlin about his extremely poor driving record. Further evidence of McLaughlin's irresponsibility occurred on May the 6th, when he was returning from his shift. That day he ran into a roll-up door at the Loomis facility in Vallejo, causing significant damage to the door. Damage to the truck, however, was minor. Finally, on June the 7th, McLaughlin once again demonstrated his carelessness by knocking down several mailboxes near the edge of the company's parking lot. There was damage to the mailboxes and minor damage to the truck. Mr. David Rossi stated that he had spoken with McLaughlin on several occasions about his driving record. He added that he had warned McLaughlin that three preventable accidents in 1 year could lead to his discharge, as indeed it should.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What did the Loomis Accident Committee find out about the accident that occurred on March 13th? Question 24. What did McLaughlin do on June 7th near the edge of the company's parking lot? Question 25. What is most probably going to happen to McLaughlin